North Korea presents a face of strength. Christians are still oppressed. Church members die in a stampede in Cambodia, and Muslim outreach is encouraged at Thanksgiving. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. North Korea's dictator-in-waiting has bloodied his new regime by firing on South Korea. Tuesday's artillery attack was a clear violation of the 57-year-old armistice between the hostile nations. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says this was no surprise for their partners.
When you think about the time when a country is weak, maybe the time when a country could be overcome, you think about times of transition. It's not, you know, who's in charge. It's not clear. So what their words to us were, watch for them to be very aggressive because they want to present that face of strength, saying, even though there's a transition going on, we're not weak. We cannot be overcome right now. And it seems like that was almost prophetic.
While no one expected things to shift toward freedom, the events of the last few days don't bode well for Christians.
If this is the face they're showing South Korea and the rest of the world, we would imagine and predict that they are showing at least an equally harsh face to their own people, including the Christians of North Korea.
BOM's been active in getting the gospel into North Korea.
We also have been involved in helping people who have crossed into China and then found Jesus Christ and want to go back.
You can help too. We'll connect you at our website. Next, tomorrow will be a national day of mourning in Cambodia in the wake of Tuesday's deadly stampede. It occurred at the close of the Water Festival, which marks the end of the rainy season. 378 people died in the incident, while more than 750 were injured. Asian Access says some of the victims were members of partnering churches. Many of their pastors are doing funerals this week. Keep praying for their ministry. Ask God for open doors for the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. What will a failed coup and a past referendum mean for Madagascar? Probably not much good. Daniel Zagami, a missionary with Africa Inland Mission, says many Malagasy are concerned.
The big point that people have been very upset with is that in the referendum, the president wanted to be in power indefinitely until there is another election.
But since the president calls the shots on when there's an election,
theoretically he could be in power for the next 40 years.
There's a fear that as Muslim countries are giving financial aid to Madagascar, we're going to see an increase in Islam in the country.
There's a fear that if Muslim countries are giving financial aid to Madagascar, we're going to see an increase in Islam in the country.
Meanwhile, most Muslims have never been to a Christian home or seen how Christians live. The Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says this holiday week in the U.S. is a great time to be hospitable to them.
Thanksgiving is a time to open up our homes to neighbors. Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself. And this is a great week to invite people over, maybe to a pie or some food or coffee or tea, and just share with them why we're thankful.
You can get the training you need for Muslim outreach at their Sahara Challenge, held in Chicago in June and in Europe this February.
When it comes to building bridges with people from different faiths, we don't take the time. And that's why we designed a one-week intensive training where people can take time out, look in the Word of God, study and learn from other experiences on how to build bridges with Muslims.
$10 can give a gospel to a Muslim. More on that and the Sahara Challenge at our website. And in three Indian slums in the last 3 years, three churches have been planted. But in the midst of the crowded slums, a ministry has never had sufficient space to work and worship. With the help of the Evangelical Free Church of America's Reach Global program, a building has been completed. The new Hope Ministry Center will give the missionaries a place to invite people in and out of the slums for worship and teaching. Pray the gospel would move forward as a result. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available a book of Mission, Danger, and Miracles. Brother Andrew's God Smuggler will not only entertain, but encourage you to get involved in the persecuted church. Get your free copy of God Smuggler by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the God Smuggler link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.